Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. Gonna do No matter who or what we are, we must praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah to your name, Lord. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we come and give you all praise and glory and all the admiration. Lord, we thank you, Father God, as you that have kept us and not ourselves. Come on and shout glory, hallelujah. We decree and declare Psalm 34, amen. The Lord, a provider and the one who rescues us. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble and downtrodden will hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us lift up his name together. I sought the Lord, hallelujah, on the authority of his word, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant. Their faces were not blushed in shame or confusion. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from out of all his troubles. My Lord, my God, we want to just say thank you as we cry out on today, oh God, that you would deliver us and those in our family out of all their troubles. Amen. For the Bible says in Psalm 34 and 7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him with awe-inspired reverence and worship him with obedience, and he rescues each of them. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. How blessed, hallelujah. Hallelujah, how blessed, how fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. So hallelujah, those who believe, for those who fear him, there is no one. The young lion lack and grow hungry, but they who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you to fear the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise right now. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Amen. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous. Amen. Those who moral courage and spiritual integrity, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. My Lord, my God. The Bible says in Psalm 34 and 17, when the righteous cry out, amen, when the righteous cry out for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their distresses and trouble. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and save those who are crushed in spirit, contrite in heart, truly sorry for their sins. Many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous, but the Lord rescues him from all of them. Amen. He keeps all his bones. Amen. Not one of them is broken. Evil will cause the death of the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be held guilty and will be condemned. The Lord, hallelujah, redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Enter in this day. Enter in this new year, this new time, amen, that you've never seen before. Just thanking God for what he's doing, what he's did, and what he's about to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, because you trust him. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray, church. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, oh Lord. We come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace. Hallelujah. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you have restored our soul. We thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart. We thank you, Lord God, that you remembered us on today, that you kept us and those in our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, oh Lord, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, that we may be, hallelujah, forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we taste and see that you are good, oh God. So we thank you for your goodness right now, man. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we can decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we can't thank you enough. Even if we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We offer for praise of thanksgiving this day. Amen. In the mighty name
Jesus Christ. Lord, we come to be changed. We don't come to be the same. Oh, Lord, creating us a clean heart, oh God, a broken and contrite heart, oh God. Renew our minds right now, God. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, fill these your temples with as much the crown of glory as possible. And we just want to say thank you. And by faith, we receive it right now. We decree and declare that we are blessed and we are victorious through Christ Jesus. For the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6 and 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed a good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Amen. Heavenly Father, you are our God, and we praise you. We thank you for another day that you have given us by your grace and mercy. You have given us another day to press in and to press on. Amen. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take what you have given us away. We give you praise and we thank you, even as we press on, oh God, today. And as we press in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare with all faith that we will make it. Hallelujah. And there's nothing the devil can do that will stop us from making it. Because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us today, we give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a good God and your mercy and you're a merciful God. And you never leave us today as we purpose to fight the good fight of faith. Give us victory, oh God, and receive all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for the victory that you have given us. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, there are many on the line, oh God, that are hallelujah, that are sick, oh God, that need a healing. There are many that need the deliverance, oh God, from the addiction, oh God, from this world. There are many, oh God, that need the financial blessing, need financial increase. Many are lost, oh God. We know that you are the way, oh God, that you will show them and direct them in the way that you will have for them to go. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, as we pray right now, bless, touch, heal, and deliver and change our lives from today onward. Help us to fight the good fight of faith, oh Lord. And I ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, according to Ezekiel 47, 1 through 2, let your healing water flow into the life of your children, that we may receive and be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you to touch the mouth, oh God, of your minister, oh God, your pastor, that you've called to, hallelujah, to lead this charge, oh God, today. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you anoint his eyes, his ears, his mouth, his feet, and hands, oh God, that he would speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Let his head not know all, oh God, and let his garments to remain whiter, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask that the wicked be purged out the land. Let them be uprooted and cast down. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we, your children, may live in peace. Oh, Lord, that peace come and reign, oh God. And Lord, we pray for those who have lost a loved one, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, God, of all comfort, we call upon you right now that you will comfort those families. Amen. Oh, Father God, we call upon you right now, God, of our hope, that you restore the hope, oh God, in that family. Restore the joy. Restore the peace. Amen. Hallelujah. That they will go into a state of mind of celebrating their loved one. Amen. Knowing that they are with you, Father God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the prepared place that you have placed, that you have prepared for them. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we understand as your children that we're here not to just do our own will, but Lord, to do your will, to do kingdom work. I decree and declare that we are kingdom builders. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we operate according to the authority of the Holy Spirit that worketh in us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you sent us the helper. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and right now, with the power and authority in Jesus Christ's mighty name, we come against and we command every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit, every hindering spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief, every spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation, spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses, known and unknown to man, spirit of oppression and depression, fear, worry, anxiety, spirit of lack, poverty, and death, spirit, hallelujah, spirit of rage and anger right now, every lying spirit, hallelujah, every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, amen, every spirit of addiction, every spirit of homosexuality, every spirit that's operating us outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you right now to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory that we're delivered and that we are set free, amen. We're children of God, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. We belong to Jesus. Devil, loose your hold off of us, loose your grip over those in our family right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for the victory. Amen. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the way. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, help on today, oh, God. Help us all, oh, God. We come to be changed, oh, God. Do a new thing in us right now, God. As we have entered into this new year, oh, God, we enter into it believing and trusting you, oh, God. And, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you have for us to do? We shall be obedient to do all that you've called us and assigned us to do in this life. We will not leave here prematurely, amen. We will fulfill every assignment that you placed before us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, I pray that you will continue to be our strength, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray for continued blessing for the life of your children, amen. In your blessing, oh God, bless us. In your multiply us as the stars of the sky and as the sand of the seashore, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Nobody like you, God. Nobody like you, Lord. Here come out and worship you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, help us all. We thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that you're with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us. And we stand on those promises today. We stand on your promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we pray that you restore, God, those of us that have lost our prayer life, oh, God. Hallelujah. Lord, restore our prayer life, oh, God. Lord, give us the endurance to keep on keeping on and keeping in your word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, fill us to overflowing. Holy Spirit, refresh us right now. When we've been empty, refresh us, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare with all faith that eyes have not seen or ears heard or entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for us as your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare with all faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. With the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. Amen. According to 1 Peter 1:16, we are holy without blame before him in love. Amen. We are the elect of God. Amen. According to Colossians 3:12, we are established to the end. Amen. According to Romans 1:11, amen. We are made near to our heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. According to Ephesians 2:13, we are set free. Amen. We're strong in the Lord. Amen. We're dead to sin. We're humble. We're more than a conqueror. And we're joint heirs with Christ Jesus in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are accepted in the beloved. We're complete in him. We're crucified with Christ. We're alive with Christ and we're free from condemnation. Amen. We're reconciled to God. That's enough for us to just shout right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the devil is a defeated foe. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We're firmly rooted and built up, establishing our faith and overflowing with thanksgiving right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're qualified, amen, to share in his inheritance. Amen. We will not be denied. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. We decree and declare as we go into 2023, amen, this very day and hour, amen, that we follow, there will be no losses, amen, nothing broken, nothing stolen, nothing, hallelujah, nothing taken away, amen. We decree and declare victory. We decree and declare blessing. We choose life and not death, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we choose blessing and not cursing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We receive our breakthrough right now. Amen. Breakthrough in our healing. Breakthrough in our relationships. Breakthrough in our finances. Breakthrough in our business. Breakthrough in our jobs. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare, prophesy. Hallelujah. Promotion on your job. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, your marriage is being strengthened right now. Amen. Your relationship between you and your children are being strengthened. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everything the enemy tried to do and did, amen, we decree and declare turn around right now, that situation is turning around right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for your good, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Where they said no, God is about to say yes. Where they denied you, God is about to approve you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, if you just can believe it, you have, hallelujah, you have not been denied, amen. Hallelujah, denied. It is your season. I decree and declare it's harvest time, and you shall reap the good harvest of the Lord our God, in his goodness and favor and blessing and protection from the life of your family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare with all faith that we are going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We receive it by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. If you receive that prayer for yourself, shall it be unto you according to your faith. And all that's in your household, all that have an ear to hear, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare according to Ephesians 2:10, we are God's workmen created, hallelujah, workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are ambassadors for Christ. We're called of God. God. We're partakers of his divine nature. We are the righteousness of God clothed in his power and authority with the Holy Spirit working in us. Amen. We are the apple of our Father's eye. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. God has blessed us to be a blessing. We don't want anyone anything but to love him. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because you did it all. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in this room. It is my prayer that all be able to receive on today. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. More of you. Less of ourselves. Lord, give us you everything else. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare no turning back on today. We're not going to turn back. We're going to follow Jesus. We're going to pick up our cross, and we're going to follow you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For the place that you have prepared for us, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Because we believe, we know this is not the end on this side. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We pray for long life, newness and wholeness and newness life for all those in our family and loved ones, Father God. We lift up and we pray for the Washington family, oh God. On today, oh God, we lost the mother, the sister, the niece, the cousin, the daughter, oh God. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that you would comfort them. Lord, that you would be with them. Let your peace reign in their lives like never before, Father God. Let joy just come in and overtake them, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, knowing that their family member and loved one with you. And it was your plan, Father God, to bring them home to be with you. No more pain, no more suffering. Hallelujah. No more being denied, lied on, lied to, left behind. No more feeling lonely. Hallelujah. Oh, Shanda, my dear Koto, Moshiti. We thank you, Lord God. No more of the worries of this world. All you, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Because you did it all. Thank you for the finished work that we too can say, hallelujah, it is finished. It is done. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that has all things but failed. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Somebody shout glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God on today, amen, hallelujah. Happy New Year to everyone. Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is our pleasure, honor, hallelujah, blessing to be before you all today in this 2 o'clock hour here in Houston, Texas. We are the Gospel Public Ministries,
yeah,
where Senior Pastor is.
Pastor Dorsey Manning, amen.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green,
yes,
out of Chicago, out of Illinois. Amen. We welcome you all in Louisiana, California, New York, New Jersey, Florida, Atlanta, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
We welcome you all overseas, amen, in India and Africa. We welcome you, amen, Mississippi, I think. Make sure I say Mississippi and Alabama.
Amen.
We welcome you all. We love you. We just thank God for you. You could be anywhere else at this time, but you have chose to be here with us to fellowship. And we want to hear from you all today. Amen. Your prayer for one. I mean, whether you are visiting or not, we just want to hear your voice today. We just want to bless you, my husband and I. And just thanking God for keeping you in this new year, January the 1st, 2023. I remember when we was coming out of the 90s into the 2000s, and everybody was afraid, saying everything was going to shut down and all this and that. And you know what I did? I went to sleep. I went to sleep. I rest. I said, no, I trust God, and I trust what man is saying. And look at us now. We're in 2023. That lets you know God has everything in his hand, and it's according to his timing. Amen, and not man's. Amen. So we just thank God again. I thank you all for being here, Pastor Manning, myself. Hallelujah, Pastor Manning.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Glory be unto God. Welcome every single one here to Sunday service this evening. We're so grateful for each and every one of you for coming to Sunday service. We do realize, you know, that this is New Year's Day. There's a lot of celebrating, a lot of eating and fellowship and things going on. But thank God that you didn't find it robbery, you know, not the fellowship, you know, with us and fellowship, you know, in the presence of the Lord. This is the most important thing. One of the most important things that we can do is to assemble ourselves together in the presence of God, acknowledging him as being the head of our life, you know, as being our Lord and being our Savior. So welcome, welcome each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. The drink of water right there. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, it is first Sunday, January the 1st, so we do take our communion on first Sunday. We'll give you all the opportunity to grab your items that you need in order to partake in communion at this time. But right now, we're going to have a song selection from our uncle, our brother, Joel Washington. God bless you, brother Joel Washington. Let God use you.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. I'd just like to thank God for all the things that he's done. I thank God for my family. I thank God for all the people. I thank God for all the people that woke up this morning and saw 2023. A lot of people didn't make it. I just thank him. And I also would like to thank Pastor Lauren Green for calling me and checking on me and my wife. It made me feel so good to know that he cared the way that he cared, and which I know all my nephews and friends really care. But especially when someone like that do something to you, it makes you feel good, even though I'm from old school. You know, I just thank God, and I thank God for what y'all did for my family this morning and my wife's family. And I know God, he's going to get us through all this we going through it. When my work on earth is done, I'm going home to live with God. All my trouble, they will be gone. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, I thought I had a connection problem. When my work on earth is done, I'm going home to live with God. All my trouble, they will be over. I will make a new song. On that morning when I arrive, I will shake the dust from my feet and wipe my weary eye. I know that my chores soon will be over by and by. I think I'll say that again. When my work on earth is done, I'm going home to live with God. All my trouble, they will be over. I will make a new song. On that morning when I arrive, I will shake the dust from my feet and wipe my weary eye. I know that my chores soon will be over by and by. By and by, that day surely will come. Oh, by and by, I'll be somewhere around my Savior throne. Oh, by and by, I'll be somewhere singing a new song. It may be early, early in the morning when I get home. Oh, by and by, that day surely will come. Oh, by and by, I'll be somewhere around my Savior throne. Oh, by and by, I'll be singing a new song. It may be early, early in the morning when I get home. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank you so much, Uncle Joe, here for blessing us with this beautiful song. I always say this here. You know, you have such an anointing that's on you. That's such an anointing in your voice. And I know I've been blessed. I'm quite sure that every single one else, you know, has been sharing with us, been able to hear you sing throughout these past few years. You know, we have just enjoyed it so much. You know, God bless
you.
May God keep you. Our
Okay,
prayers are with you and Aunt Beatrice and every single thing that you do in your life. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to prepare ourselves to partake in communion. Amen. I hope you all have your items to partake in communion. I'll give you all a little few seconds here. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have earnestly wanted to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, take this and share it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. And when he had taken bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 20, I'm sorry. Verse 20 says, and in the same way he took the cup after that had eaten, saying, this cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Let us pray.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, forgive us of all of our transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're not able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We remember, Lord Jesus, how your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you because you first loved us. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us, how your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. And we say by faith, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for touching us. We thank you for healing us. So we now take this piece of bread, Lord, your body in remembrance of you. You may eat, church.
Hallelujah.
Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. For your blood justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins. washes away all of our iniquities. Your blood washes away all of our transgressions and our trespasses. Hallelujah. Your blood heals us in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord. You may drink it. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And the whole church do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What can wash away our sins?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen, amen. I receive it. I pray that you receive it too. Amen. Be cleansed, be renewed, be refreshed, be restored, be reconciled in Jesus' name. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, two song selections, and we'll be back with the preach word from Pastor Doris. Amen. So stay with us.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've come to the message part of Sunday service to bring you to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for the opportunity to come today and receive. Amen. With us said the Lord. At this time, I present to you our pastor, a man after God's own heart, a loving father, a caring husband, one that's willing to pray and stand in the gap for others. We want to go that extra mile, amen, for Christ, amen, who is willing and ready to serve, amen. I present to you all no other than my handsome, beloved husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I'm so honored to be right here. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, yeah. My loving wife, my beautiful and loving wife, for the warm introduction. Thank each and every one of you for being here with us here in Sunday service this afternoon. It's 2 p.m. hour, but we are all gathered here, you know, to lift up the name of Jesus, acknowledging the presence of God that's in our life. I am so grateful for this opportunity. As the saying, I am so grateful that each and every one of you have invited us into your homes, you know, into your lives,
yes,
you know, to be able to hear the word of God. All honor and glory going to God and Jesus Christ, who is my Lord and Savior, the head of my life,
amen,
who is leading this charge. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity for being here together right now. We acknowledge your presence and we say, Holy Spirit, have your way into every single mind, into every single heart, every single thing that we think, every single thing that we read. We say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Let your spirit, let it move us through every single scripture,
yes, Lord,
that we may have a revelation, a yes, understanding and wisdom of who you are and the reason that you are showing us to go this way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you be every single thought and every single feeling and emotion, unclean thoughts and unclean spirits, hallelujah, that showed up today. We rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. We say you are not welcome here, and you go in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And the whole church do say amen, amen again. You know, what a wonderful time that we have been sharing here together. 2020, what was it, Apostle, started 2020.
Yeah.
We started here, Gospel Public Ministry. We went live, and God has really been working that thing out. He has been really growing the church. He has been growing us, I've seen, you know, God's miracles show up in the life of the believers. I've seen people, you know, that were here with us in 2020, and they, you know, went on to glory with God in 2020 and 2021. We have family members and friends, you know, that, you know, they're giving their praise reports of how God is moving in their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, we have experienced so much of God's goodness. Mm-hmm. And here we are in 2023. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to be right here. And I'm just so excited, you know, to still be here on this platform of delivering this word of God. You know, I don't know what city that you're in right now, but I thank God that we're connected from city to city,
yes,
state to state,
yes,
one country to the next country, believers everywhere, you know, all on one accord to do what God have called us to do.
Yes,
hallelujah. And that's to be holy, to be holy, to be just as he is. Amen.
Amen.
The word today, you know, is such a it's such a blessed word that God have placed in my mouth and on my heart. This actually is a message that God has been working on me, you know, for like the last few months. This word, you know, it ain't just come to me now. This is something that actually had to, you know, God had to work that thing, you know, in me. Had to really work that thing. I couldn't deliver this message before it was time. And I thank God that now it's time to be able to give this word over. You know, I'm so glad. We're going to be reading here from the book of 1 Peter. And we'll be in chapter 1 through 5. 1 Peter chapter 1, we'll be in various places. We'll start here in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 10. What I want to title this is Where Suffering Is, God Is. That's where God is. Where suffering is, that's where God is. God is where suffering is. Amen. Now you understand, you know, I have to title this, you know, so we can get an understanding of what we're going through in 1 Peter. Now when we talk about suffering, that is one thing that's in our life that most of us wish that was not in our life, is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to suffer? Even, you know, if you are not in the body of Christ, you know, if you're not born again, you still don't want to suffer. Nobody want to go through things that are harmful, things that, you know, that hurt them. Nobody want to go through the hard times in life. Who want to go through that?
Mm.
But here it is. when we talk about suffering, we need to understand that suffering is part of the growing of a person's life. Suffering is key when it comes down to how you grow. And I want to really, go into that thing when it's suffering. What I'm talking about is, I'm talking about when the pressure is turned on, when things show up in your life that you did not expect. I'm talking about going through some things, that you can't deal with. It's too much for you to deal with, and you have to put it all on God. See, I don't want to go too far in what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to explain suffering. Suffering is going through hardships in life. Amen. Suffering is going, entering the things, where you may become sick somewhere, where you may become harmed or hurt somewhere. You may even lose a brother or a sister or a family member or a friend. And here it is, your mind, your heart, your household, every single thing changes. I'm talking about the pressure is turned on.
Mm-hmm.
It's turned on because, you're suffering through something. But I'm here to encourage every single one today that those who are in Christ, you shall face persecution. But that's not the end of the story. See, the end of the story is not with suffering. See, suffering is something that we go through because we're in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
See, suffering ain't the end of the story. Actually, suffering is used to build us in faith. Suffering is used, for us to mature in Christ. Suffering is used mm-hmm. for us to see the wisdom of God show up in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Suffering is used for us to understand that these trials and these tribulations that we face each and every day is for us to come to a place to understand that we can't do anything about what's going on. This is the very thing that we should roll it all over on God. That means we should put it on Jesus. See, that's what suffering in your life. Suffering requires for us to do something. See, there's some times in our lives where we may suffer for a long time. We may suffer through some things from one day to the next day, a year to the next year, 2-3 years, sometimes 5, 10, 15, 20 years, sometimes even all our lives. But I want to tell you this here. I want to encourage you to let you know that the will of God for your life is for you to see his glory. The will of God for your life is for you to go from glory to glory. Now, even in the middle of your suffering, no matter whatever it is that you're going through, see, God's promises to us is yes and amen.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not see it today, but don't you lose faith, church. Don't you give up on what God have already promised you. Because if God promised it to you, you better know it's going to come to pass.
My Lord, my God.
See, you need to know that God have already planned the expiration date for your suffering.
Jesus.
See, a lot of us suffering through things that's in our lives and thinking it's going to be forever, but suffering ain't going to be forever.
My Lord.
It has an expiration date. And when that suffering comes to the end, see, that's that place where you will rejoice.
Amen.
That's that place where you will give God glory.
Jesus.
That's that place where you will understand that God was working that thing out. He was in the middle of it the whole time. That's the place where we grow.
My Lord, my
and sometimes, even if we suffer to the place of where we leave this world, see, the promises of God that being absent from the body mm-hmm. is being present with the Lord. So all that suffering that you may go through that while you in this world, while you in this land, see, we have eternal life right here on the other side. Some of us who are not born again, so you may not know what I'm talking about, but those of us who are born again, you realize that you entered into eternity right here in the living, then you go from glory to glory. So you understand that when you live this life, being in Christ, and when you leave this body, you go and being in the presence of the Lord, just like he promised.
My Lord.
Suffering. Understand, church, that where suffering is, that's where God is. Jesus had to go through some suffering. We know the story. Hallelujah. Let's go over here to Peter. Hallelujah. Have your spirit, have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place, in this church. I'm encouraging everyone to know that every single thing is all right. Uh-huh, every single thing is all right. My Lord. 1 Peter 5 and, what I say, verses 10. 1 Peter 5 and 10, I'm going to read this from the King James Version. 1 Peter 5 and 10. 1 Peter 5 and 10 reads here, but the God of all grace, who have called us into this eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, amen, establish, hallelujah, strengthen, my Lord, and settles you. Don't you know, right here, this letter that Peter writes here to the church, he's trying to get them to understand that you may be going through some trials in your life, but what Peter is trying to get them to understand that, you know, that suffering that you're going through, that persecution that you're going through because you're in Christ, you know, that you should rejoice because you know that who's in the middle of it. It's not God that's causing the suffering. See, let us understand this, that things are going to happen in your life. See, we can't blame things that happen in our life like this is God's doing. Neither can we blame these things in our life saying that this is the work of the devil. You can't. And the reason being, because this life that we're living, you know, we're going to face some things in life. It's necessary for a seed, you know, to be planted and for it to go through some things before it can be able to grow up.
Yes.
It's necessary. See, a seed has to go through some phases in its existence, in its creation, for it to grow up, amen, for it to be able to be in its fullest form that God intended for it to be.
Amen.
So just like us, as being in the body of Christ, you know, we need to understand that it's for us to be able to go through some things to bring us to a place to where our faith is developed stronger and stronger in the Word of God. For our belief, you know, to become more and more dependency on God. That's the life that we live. We live a life of dependency on God. See, it's for us to come to an end of self, to come to an end of the old man and the old woman, the way of thinking, the way of living, the way that we believe, the way that we behave, the things that we say. It's for us to come to an end of self and realize that I can't do nothing. I can't do anything without Christ. Jesus, I can't do anything without you. I need you in every single area of my life. And as a result, as the very things that we don't trust God in, these are the things that we're suffering by right now. Uh-huh. Right now. There's not one thing that we're thinking about, that we're going through, and where their suffering is, that these are not the things that, you know, that, you know, we're not really casting them on God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at that. Let's look at what I just said. Let's look at that over here in 1 Peter chapter 5. Remember, I told you we'll be in 1 Peter. We'll be going from chapter 1, chapter 4, chapter 5. Let me show you what I just said. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses, hallelujah, verses 7, it reads here, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And see, right here, that word casting, there's a translation here that says throw. To throw all your cares over on God. You know, when you throw something, that means that it's not in your possession anymore. When you throw it, it has to land somewhere. That means it has to be somewhere. But how many times do we throw something, but we got a string attached to it, and we pull it right back into our hands? We throw it out there, or we throw something out of our house, and then we go right outside and bring it right back in the house. Now, here it is, the very thing that we threw out is worse than what it was when we threw it out, because now you threw it outside and it's more dirty, or it's more corrupted, it's more messed up than what it was. We really do that. And here the Bible tells us to cast all our cares upon him. Who is him? We're talking about Christ. We're talking about Christ. Mm-hmm. God gave us a Savior. God gave us his only begotten Son to be the Savior of the whole world, for us to trust in him, to cast all of our cares on him. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, I have a question for you before we go any farther. Anybody going through something right now? Mm-hmm. Is there anybody going through something? That's the question. Is there anyone experiencing hard knocks right now? Is anybody experiencing, you know, some trials and tribulations
right now?
God has a divine plan and a purpose for you. Anyone that's going through some hard knocks, anybody that's going through some, God has a divine purpose for you right now. Mm-hmm. See, we have been in a relationship with Jesus Christ for some time. Some of us have been born again, you know, for some time now. Mm-hmm. And there are some of us, you know, that for the majority of our lives, we have seen a lot of things happen. You know, all around us, there's so many things that we can't even name. And there's also some of us who have just now we have just now gotten saved, and we're experiencing things in our lives as well. But I'm here to tell you that it's a divine plan, and it's a purpose for these things to happen in your life. See, the Word of God tells us, you know, to he's not going to take us out of the world. Mm-hmm. But he's going to leave us in this world with every single thing that we need to be able to endure, you know, to go through the things that's in this world. Uh-huh. He said, I'm not taking you out of the world. No, there's a plan and a purpose for your life, you know, for you to be here and for you to do something. Mm-hmm. Amen. There's a divineness, and I thank God that he is that divine plan and that divine purpose for your life. God is the divine plan and the divine purpose for your life. So now, I understand this here, church, that those who live godly shall face persecution. So that means that you're going to go through something. But I also understand that those who don't live godly, they're going through something as well.
My Lord.
See, now, when I come to that place of understanding that you're in Christ, you're going through something, or if you're not in Christ, you're going through something. Now I understand the reason why that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I'm coming to a place of realizing God, he gave his life for the whole world, that they may be saved, that the whole world may believe in Christ Jesus, that the whole world may come together as one spirit, trusting in God, trusting in him. Hallelujah. Now, amen. I understand why I go through some things, or I went through some things in my life. Mm-hmm. See, I'm coming to a place where I'm not the same little young Christian boys that I used to be. See, I thank God that he have called me into this eternal glory. Mm-hmm. I thank God that he have chosen me for a divine plan and a purpose.
Yes, Lord.
I thank God, like Peter says over here to the church, that he writes over here, you know, to rejoice. So I thank God that he chose me to suffer with him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know that being in Christ means that you will face some of the things and the things that he faced as well? See, being in Christ means that you are a follower of him.
Amen.
See, being a follower of somebody, that means that wherever he went, that means that that's where you're going to go. Yes. Hallelujah. And see, I know that God have chose me to be just where he is.
Amen.
See, Jesus Christ had lived the same life that you're living right now. So don't think that Jesus didn't have to lose some friends.
Jesus.
Don't think that none of his friends had died. Hallelujah. Don't think that Jesus didn't have to face somebody lying on him, somebody persecuting him. Don't think that Jesus didn't have to face all of the hard knocks and the hard things that you're going through right now.
Yes.
But I thank God that Jesus, in the middle of every single thing that he faced, that, hallelujah, he knew who he is.
Yes.
He knew that God is on his side.
Yes.
See, Jesus realized that even though I'm going through these things that I'm going through, but I'm not going to lose faith.
Amen.
I'm not going to stop believing.
Amen.
I'm not going to stop decreeing and declaring the word what God says.
Yes,
I'm going to keep on keeping on.
Amen.
Because Jesus knew that where he was going,
Lord,
he knew that God was with him and he was going to be back with his Father.
Amen.
And I thank God that he gave us a Savior that had already been through it all.
Amen.
And he had gave his life on Calvary that we may have life.
Amen.
See, don't you understand that Jesus Christ gave his life that you may have it?
Amen.
Do you understand that he went to hell so you don't have to go to hell?
Amen.
Do you understand that the Holy Spirit raised him from the dead?
Yes,
and from then he ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty right now. See, me being a follower of Christ, that means that Christ is in me.
Amen.
That means Jesus has already went before me, and where he is, there I am also.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I don't have to worry about a thing.
Jesus.
There's nothing. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, church. I want to show you this because, see, I just can't be an immature Christian. See, I have to be a growing Christian. I see I have to grow in Christ.
Yes.
See, I have to understand that somebody is coming behind me. I need to. I have to come to a place of understanding that when I gave my life to Christ,
mm-hmm.
that it didn't belong to me anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, my life right now is a representation of God in me, doing the things in me that he has for me to do through Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
See, I have to come to a place of understanding that even though I may see some things in my life,
yes.
See, this is the very things that God is going to be revealed in me.
Amen.
When the last day is to come. See, somebody is going to see me
mm-hmm.
right now, and they're going to say that, see, look at him. See, he's going through that. See, he must have did something that caused for him to go through all other things that he's going through.
Yes, Lord.
See, he must have sinned. See, he must have did this and did that.
Yep.
But that's all right.
My God.
See, I know who I am.
Amen.
See, I belong to Christ.
Yes,
I belong to God.
Yes,
see, I don't have to worry. See, that thing that you see me going through right now,
yes.
See, you just see me going through. That don't mean that I'm going to stay right there.
No,
I'm just going through something right now. See, this is the very thing where you see me a year from now or 2 years from now, you're going to say, wait a minute, I remember when you was down and out.
Amen.
Wait a minute, I remember when you were sick. I remember when you didn't have nothing.
Father.
What have you done? Now I see there's a big change in your life.
Jesus.
And I'm going to give glory unto God right there in that place. I'm going to say, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. So you seen me in that place, but what you did not know, that God was with me every single step of the way. So now that you see me, that I'm flourishing in every area of my life, it's because I trusted in the Lord with all of my heart. And I did not turn to lean to my own understanding.
Amen.
And every single thing that I thought and every single way that I went, I acknowledged his presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what you see now,
mm-hmm.
my Lord. Romans chapter 8 and verses 37. Romans chapter 8 and verses 37. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you. You know, for showing us that through suffering, that's where you are. Through the suffering, you show that's where you are. Romans chapter 8 and verses 37, it reads here in the King James Version. It say, nay, all things, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. That means that in all these things that we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. That's key. That's key for us to understand. Through all those things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. God loves you. Let's read 38. 38, it says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, 39, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So those things that you're suffering in right now, see, there shouldn't be anything. There shouldn't be anything in your life that causes you to give up on the promises of God.
Amen.
Which is Christ Jesus. It's Christ in you.
Amen.
See, there's nothing that you should face in your life that you give up and stop believing or stop relying on God, because Christ is in you.
Amen.
He's in you. So because he's in you, you have access to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You share in the same glory.
Yes,
you share in the same faith.
Yes,
you share in the same inheritance.
Thank you.
You share in the same wealth,
yes,
hallelujah,
amen,
as Christ Jesus.
Yes,
nothing should separate you. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Where suffering is, that's where God is. Let's believe that, church. Let's go back over here to First Peter for a second. We're gonna wrap this thing up. Let's wrap this thing up here. Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 4 verses 8 through, my Lord, help us, Lord. 8 through verses 10. I want to read this, and I want to read this from the New Living Translation. 1 Peter chapter 4, 8 through 10 in the NLT. Whatever version of the Bible you have, it's okay. It reads here, most important of all, continue to show love for each other. For love covers a multitude of sin. 9, cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal and a place to stay. God have given each of us a gift, my Lord, of great variety of spiritual gifts. So God have given us all spiritual gifts, but there is a gift that stands out more than the other gifts that's in you. And this one being love, is to love your neighbors, is to love one another. To know that this right here, that's working in you, love in you, is for you to know that even when you're suffering, it's for you to mature, because there's somebody that's coming after you, whether it be a son or a daughter or a grandson or maybe somebody that you never even met before. But there is something that God is doing in you that people may see God in you, in your life, seeing that I know if Pastor met, if he was able to come through, if he was able to come through and to survive, and we're not survivors, we're overcomers. If he was able to endure, he was able to overcome, then I know that I can as well. If you don't have a prayer life, then get a prayer life. I'm talking about get a relationship to where you can sit down and communicate with God. See, this is where hope and faith is being built at. See, those things that you say in your mouth, these are the things that's manifested in your life. That's true. So this relationship of prayer that you have with God, see, you read the word of God and you pray to God and you use what he says. This relationship, see, you begin to see these things show up in your life because this is where your belief goes to. This is where your belief system goes to. So though, in conclusion, though we suffer through many trials and many tribulations, I want everybody to know that where suffering is, that's where God is. But see, your response is going to determine the outcome of what's going to happen. Your response. And your response is faith in what you believe and what you say and what you do. God have already finished the work. He have already done the work. He have given you power and authority to be just as he is. That's through Christ Jesus. You can do it all through Christ Jesus. What suffering is, that's what God is. And I thank God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one of you. I pray that every single one that has an anointed ear to hear and an anointed heart to receive, that you receive this word, knowing that all is well with you. Every single thing is all right. Every single thing is all right with your home. Every single thing is all right with your family. Every single thing is all right with your finances. Every single thing is all right with your body. Every single thing is all right. Hallelujah. God's name be praised.
Hallelujah.
The doors of the church are open. There may be one today. You may be going through some things right now, and you may be suffering through some things, and you realize that, you know what, this message that I heard today, I desire to be born again. I desire to be saved. If that's you today, will you press one? Will you press one today? If you're online, we would want you to call in. Call this number, 845-277-9213. Then press one. Apostle Talding and I, we will help you to pray. The prayer of salvation is so important. This is so important in your life. Everybody didn't get a chance to see January the 1st, 2023. So this is so important. Hallelujah. Thank God that we woke up in the land of the living. So you had this chance and the opportunity to give your life over to Christ today while you still have time. While you still have time. Amen. If you're in need of prayer or something, if you're already in the body of Christ, thank God. I hope we realize that being in the body of Christ, it means that you get the privilege to come to the throne of grace, not to me. You get the privilege to come to the throne of grace. Will you come in prayer? For whatever it is, there's nothing that is too small. There's nothing that is too big for God. We just read that in Romans chapter 8. There's nothing that's too much for God. God cares for him. We also read that in 1 Peter chapter 5 and 7. Cast all your cares on him. He said, bring it over to me. Will you come? This is a privilege. We have the privilege to come. Will you come? Will you press one? If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love, you know, to be your pastor, you know, to be the one that feeds you this word. Wherever you are, no matter where you are, if you're in another city, you can be in New York, you can be in Shreveport, you can be in Atlanta, wherever you are. There's no time and no distance in spirit. Will you press one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Apostle.
We thank God on today for the future word. Amen. It's my prayer right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I lift you up, Pastor Man.
Amen.
And I pray, Father God, every person that loves his body, that you restore him, oh God, to overflowing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, that you set them more of a fire, oh God, with your Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, engulf them, oh God, with your Holy Ghost, oh God.
Yes.
Let peace reign over every area of his life, oh God. Let peace run them down, oh God. Let blessings run them down and take them over, amen.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, increase the anointing that's on his life, oh God,
yes,
for the more, oh God, that he'll be able to do the more in your strength.
Yes.
And we thank you for your strength, oh God. Lord, let your favor, oh God, be in every area of his life. And we just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you.
Thank you for your word is true.
Thank you.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you, Pastor Manning, to God be the glory.
Amen,
amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Knowing and understanding in your struggles and all that you go through, your trials and tribulations, that God is there. He
amen.
Is with you. Amen.
Amen.
Through the fire, through the storm,
amen.
God is with you.
Amen.
Amen. He doesn't leave you when you go through those times. It is, he doesn't leave you or forsake you. He is with you
amen.
Through it all. But it's up to you to believe
amen.
And receive, hallelujah, what he's already done, what he's already promised you,
amen.
The victory.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone who had an ear to hear on today. Amen. And a heart to comprehend what God is saying. Thus said the Lord
yes.
through the mouth of his prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering prepared and ready, you can send those over to Cash App at Pastor Chantel or to our Zelle at 832-989-3649. Let us pray as we bless all that God has given us. Amen. We decree and declare that we are fruitful. Amen. And we bear good fruit. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us to be a blessing. Lord, your word said it's you that give the seed to the sower. So as we sow on today, oh God, we water by faith. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you give the increase. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, our Lord and Savior, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money, hallelujah, and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And we come giving cheerfully on today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name, we pray to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. A lot of times, church, with looking at our finances, and well, this is what we, you know, sowing the seed of finances. We're supposed to be giving, but a lot of us have given, but we have not given God none of our time that he has given us to the kingdom, doing kingdom work. So make sure that you're cutting out some of that time that God has given us to do the work of God. Amen. Whether it's taking time out to pray for somebody, amen, go out to minister to someone that's on the street, feed the poor, that's ministering.
Amen.
Providing is ministering. I want you to understand that.
Amen.
What ministering is, when the Bible tells that the women ministered,
amen,
you know, the angels came and ministered to Jesus. When he was in the 40 days in the desert, when he came home, he became weak. They came to minister to him. The women, they ministered to them because they fed, they supplied the need. Amen. So be that. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to be our strength. Amen. I pray that God will bless this new year. There will be a blessing.
Amen.
That you allow God to use you even more. Amen. Putting aside all the worldly things in your will and letting God's will be done in your life. And you will truly be blessed.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, church, we're going to have our announcements. Hallelujah. Today is January the 1st, 2023.
Happy New Year.
Once again. Amen. First Sunday, first day of the month of January of the new year 2023. And we just thank God. Amen. For new beginnings, new year, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the old has passed away, the new has come. We're walking as new creations in Christ Jesus, children of God, co-heirs to the kingdom of God, amen, receiving it with all faith, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What the devil used to do, we decree and declare, it don't work no more. It has no power over us. We have overcome it. We are victorious in it, amen. Hallelujah, we have been through it, done with it. It is finished in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just thank God. Receive that for yourself, church. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our announcements for today, January 1st, 2023, we hear of the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois. We bless you with the love of Christ. On Mondays is our intercessory prayer at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us here on our church line. Wednesday nights, we ask you all, come on back to Bible study. Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. We know some of us do work during those hours, but we invite you all to come on back if you're available. Come on back at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Hallelujah. And Sundays is our Sunday services, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Starting the month of February, we will begin back again our Saturday school, which is going to be every second Saturday of each month, beginning in February. So we're looking forward to that. Come on out for Saturday Bible School. That's what it's called, Saturday Bible School. So come out and be a part of it. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will start in this month. Actually, we're talking about our street ministry starting back up. We go out every, I believe it's every fourth Saturday of the month, we go out. And then we'll start our minister training class. We'll start up in the month of March. Look out for that information to come to your email or your phone by text. Amen. We want to wish everyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of January. Hey, yes. Amen. Amen. We want to bless everyone, our sister Kate, who's celebrating her birthday today. God bless you. Our brother Dante that's going to be celebrating his birthday this month of January. Our Aunt Veronica is going to be celebrating, our daughter Chloe. Who else? We have someone else. And, of course, me, my birthday is January the 20th.
Yes.
I'll be celebrating my birthday this month of January, so we're looking forward to it. Just thank God. It's our prayer that God will continue to bless us, those of us that are celebrating this month of January, with a happy birthday, amen, a blessed birthday, a birthday with peace, joy, and happiness. Then you'll be surrounded with all your loved ones, and that they were just pouring to you, that you receive so much joy, abundance of God's blessing and favor. Amen. Multiply grace and blessings upon you, long life, good health, and strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We bless you. Amen. That you increase in all goodness of the Lord. In Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen. And those who are celebrating our wedding anniversary in the month of January, Pastor Manny is excited over that. He's going to be celebrating. We're celebrating our anniversary this month of January, January 26th to be exact. So we're looking forward to having a time of rest and getting away for a little bit. So we just thank God for this union that God has blessed us with, you know, just growing stronger together, stronger in the Lord, and just allowing God to have his way in our marriage. Amen. We've been learning to get out the way and let God have his way. And it's a beautiful thing as you grow together and get to know each other and just love on one another through it all, having that love of Christ to get back in position of loving. Amen. So anyone else that's celebrating the wedding anniversary this month of January, we wish you all a happy anniversary along with us. And I pray, as I pray for us this month, as we celebrate our wedding anniversary, that God will continue to bless you all, keep you, strengthen you, amen. Be the center of your marriage, amen. That God will continue to increase you all, increase us in peace and patience and love, being quick to forgive, amen, and to be a help and help. And that's why we are together, to be each other's help, amen, to be each other's backbone. And I pray that for us and everyone else that is celebrating their anniversary this month of January. It's definitely a blessing. And it's in Jesus' name I pray that I bless us. To God be the glory. I bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I think I got everything covered in. Amen. Amen. So let us, we're going to release the pastor's blessing at this time. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, it's you that have kept us thus far, God. It is you that have brought us through, oh God, to this new day, this new year, with great opportunities, Father God, with your joy, your peace, your protection. We just want to say thank you.
Thanks.
We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you.
Thanks.
Hallelujah. We bless you here, everyone that's online today, and everyone that would hear this message, this broadcasting later. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, and Minister Lauren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit and draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a peace, a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function, with excellency. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we bless you and that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Pastor Manning.
Amen. I pray that every single one was able to get something from the word today. I pray every single one. And all the scriptures and things that maybe I couldn't articulate, you know, read them for yourself and ask God for the revelation. He'll take you to, he'll take you all far as you need, far as you want to go in the word. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen,
amen
again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy this first Sunday, this first Sunday of the year, which is the first Sunday. Amen. New Year's, enjoy it. Eat some good food with one another, fellowship with one another, love on one another, and somebody that's hungry, give them a little something to eat too. Let them celebrate with you. Amen. Remember that Apostle Tyonique and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you, no matter how hard we try. Satan is a defeated foe. He is defeated. Jesus Christ is Lord,
amen.
And we are all right.
Amen.
We are all right.
All right.
Amen. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well. for me.
One time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time.
One. You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Sing and shout, then I'll